Hey folks, Dan Froh here with your market update for September 4th, 2024. So mortgage rates eased a little bit yesterday. They're going to continue to ease today. How do I know? Well, the JOLTS index just came out. That is how many job openings there are, and it was weaker than expected. Then we're also going to talk about how housing in California is going to get a lot more competitive, and I'll explain that in the latter part of this video. So without further ado, let's get over to these things. These are the top six programs people use when they're buying their first house. Now, folks, these aren't my rates. These aren't any bank's rates. What they are is Mortgage News Daily, right up there. They survey lenders all over the country and ask them these five questions. And the five questions are important because this is what makes up these rates. Okay, what are those five questions? Well, if you have somebody buying their first house, it's going to be their primary home and a single family home. You might be like, Dan, that's right here. But these people also have what kind of credit score and how much money are they putting down? That's the interesting part of this equation. So we go over to here and check out the survey analytics. And right through here, these people have a 780 credit score and they're putting down 25% because they're getting lent to them 75%. So if that's you, well, most likely that's going to be your rate. If that's not you, I'll give you all my information at the end of this video so you can reach out to me for some help. Because why? No matter where you're watching this, I can help you because I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. And I'll give you all my information at the latter part of this video. So let's get into today's news. Right through here, we have the bond market is rallying. Why? Well, it's right through here with the weaker results as well as a downward revision than the previous month, basically the bond market is getting doing very well today, I guess. I'll put it that way. Let's get over to how the bond market's reacting to this. Bonds are up 12 ticks. What does that mean? Well, that means rates are going to go down about 5, maybe 6 ticks. So we're going to be at 6.35 maybe by the end of the day or better. Okay, so that's basically the main part of the news that was just coming out. Let's go a little bit more through here. Imports came in. Trade deficit, it's right in line, I guess, say. And now here's factory orders. Factory orders went from negative 3, supposed to go up to 4.7, and went to 5. So let's say that's in line, all right? And then you have the JOLTS index. Last reading was 7.91. It was revised downward, which is not good. They thought it would be at 8 million. It came in at 7.6. So not good numbers in this piece of the equation. That's further deterioration in the job market, and that's what the Federal Reserve is really trying to stop at this point. So then you go into here, and Federal Reserve, this person sits on the Federal Reserve. His name is Bostic. He said the Fed doesn't have to wait. They don't have to wait all the way to the inflation gets to 2%. They can start doing cuts now because they don't want the job market getting hammered at this time. Okay, so it's basically a lot of good news in the markets right now. Let's see how the Dow Jones, remember the Dow Jones was down like 600-700 points yesterday. How's it doing today? Let's check it out. Well, it's in the green once again. So the Dow Jones is up 81. S&P's up basically nothing. NASDAQ is down 42, nothing there. Let's see what the VIX is doing. VIX is still up there a little bit, but it's tapering down. It's at 20. It was at 30 yesterday, so we didn't like that. So that means there's anxiety in the markets. Cryptocurrencies is still in the retreat right through here. I didn't buy last night. Like I said, I'm waiting for this dip. So last time this Bitcoin went to about 49,000. I bought a little bit, then it went to 60-something, now it's back down again. So I'm going to wait maybe to see this reverse, and once the Bitcoin goes up about $500-600, I'll jump in. That'll be the short-term bottom for me at that point. So again, folks, don't do anything that I trade on. I'm just letting you guys know what I'm doing behind the scenes so you can do your research on what I'm doing. So do not trade on what I'm doing. Just use this as basically educational information, you know, to do what you're going to do on your own. But I would highly suggest you do research in this, just like you would do research if you're looking to buy that first house. So that's what we're looking at right now. Now, here's the problem I got. If you're in California or you're anywhere in the country right now, housing is an issue. And there's millions of people out there that really want to buy a house. So it gets intriguing when you start seeing things like this. California lawmakers approved bill to extend home mortgage aid to undocumented immigrants. I guess the only question I have is why? Why? Why aren't they doing this to, you know, if you really want the housing market to turn or you want the American dream to come true for people, make the American dream for the Americans. Okay, I'm not trying to be discriminative. All my grandparents were from Italy. So I am a descendant of this country. Here's the problem I have. It's just political pandering. Okay, so there was I watch a lot of news, and you guys might not like this person or whatever, but Bill Maher, I love watching Bill Maher. And it's, I know he's on one side of the fence, I might be on another side of the fence or whatever, but a lot of what he has to say is common sense, and then other stuff is kind of seems lunacy. Here is an interview with Nancy Pelosi, and I'm really not trying to get political, but they don't answer the question of why are you doing this for illegal immigrants? Okay, so let's take a caption of this, but the concern again is let's help Americans. Let's not keep giving money away just because the deficit is way out of control. And how's this stuff get funded? So a lot of people say, Dan, you're a hypocrite because you're against student loan forgiveness, but you have no problem with down payment assistance. Well, it's apples and elephants. Okay, so, but let's take a quick little view of this, and let's see what our political leaders have to say about this stance. So I just thought it was a little bit curious. Some of you guys might not like the political piece of this, but I want you guys to be informed with all this stuff. Don't just cherry pick the data that you look at. So let's check this out real quick.
Law, it hasn't been signed by Governor Newsom, but giving government assistance to undocumented immigrants to buy houses. That's kind of a different place than the Democratic Party used to be.
Okay, so giving loans to undocumented workers, not workers, people, to buy homes. That is the concept. So let's see what tangent she goes out on to kind of, pander on all this stuff. And really, does she answer the question, I guess, is the point.
Beyond immigration, is it not? I'm not going to say that's what the country's going to do, but that's certainly where California is.
Well, let me just say, immigration had always been a bipartisan issue. I refer you to
But not free houses.
Well, that's not free housing. It's
not free housing. What is it if you get $150,000 in basically grant money to buy a house?
The American dream being available to more people. But understand this about immigration. The best speech on immigration was by President Ronald Reagan. This is the last speech I will make as President of the United States. I want to communicate a message to the country I love. And he talked about the Statue of Liberty and the beacon of hope it is to the world, and what America was preeminent in the world because our door was always open. And we will cease to be preeminent when we shut the door. Now, I don't do justice to the great communicator. Google it. It's a fabulous speech. And George Herbert Walker Bush continued in that respect for the diversity of America and the rest. California's always in the lead. Maybe others will follow that lead, but that's up to those states. But we are very blessed here with beautiful diversity.
So you'd vote for this law?
Excuse me?
So you'd vote for this law?
Well, I'm not familiar with exactly what it is, but
really?
Making the American dream of home ownership available to all people is something we have to do for people
before
who are here now.
Maybe this is before your citizen. This is undocumented. This is for the undocumented.
Well, what I would like to do is move them to documented.
See, no answers to it. It's just, I just want I want path to citizenship too for everybody. But what they're doing here is just like I continue to say, a lot of this is pandering to the voters. Okay, you might say, well, how does these people vote? Trust me, they're most likely voting. So that's my report for today. So I'm sorry I got political, but let me get back to who I am and what I do. Okay, my name is Dan Friel. I'm a loan officer. I'd love to win your business. Okay, so if you're out there trying to buy that first house, maybe buy that first investment property, maybe in a refinance. We got a lot of people looking into refinancing. They're in the high sevens, and now with rates doing what they are right through here, here's where rates are. There's a chance for them to save some money. So that's what's going on right now. The MBS market, let's take a last glimpse at that. The MBSs are up 14 ticks. That basically means mortgage rates are going to be in the 6.3 range by the end of today. So come back at the closing bell. I'll give you a tie a ribbon around it to show you guys how the day ended. But we do have our live event today. It is Live Wednesday, 2:30 Central Time. We will be live, me and Kyle Seagraves, answering all those first-time homebuyer questions that you guys have. And we're even here answering, how much does it cost to actually buy a home? How much does it cost to refinance? How much money do you have to make? We're going to go through all those questions with you, and we'll do it live. So join us today at 2:30 Central Time. Hope to see you there.